Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the
time. Are you gathering up the tears? Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with a new friend, Dr. Philip von Mecklenburg. He is the VP of Sales at Freightos, an online freight marketplace. He's got a doctor's degree in logistics, so that means he knows what he's talking about. And we've talked to him enough to know that he's not just an egghead. He knows how to make it happen in the marketplace. Philip, thanks again for being here. Tell us about Freightos.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, and thanks for inviting. Well, Freightos is something like an Expedia for freight. What you want to do is when you go on a trip, you want to find a flight, you want to find a hotel, a rental car, very easy, and want to compare the different rates that you get. And no one has done that for freight before. You want to have an overview over what the freight costs are, how long it takes, and what companies are there behind, including the reviews. And we've built such a site, a marketplace, where you can compare the different rates of the different companies and the different trade lanes.
Right. I always felt like Uber was going to be the next disruption for freight. What do you think?
Uber
or an Uber type model.
Uber is definitely like a big disruptor in the market. However, what Uber does is basically
Is Uber disrupting freight right now?
Uber is focusing on freight, domestic freight, on the LTL, means less than transport loads.
So they're already doing this. I guess I'd lost track of that.
Yeah, they definitely started, and what Uber is focused on.
I'm sorry. Slow down. I want to make sure we got this out. So there are independent drivers who are hooking up through Uber's logistics network, a logistics network that they put together to get loads and to deal directly with the customer.
That's correct. So Uber is focused on basically utilizing the assets that are not utilized with drivers that have trucks in the United States.
The deadheads. They've got to go back, and they don't want a deadhead. They want a load on it.
Exactly. So their job is done if they maximize the revenue on the empty space that's on the trucks. That is basically Uber's model. However, internationally, that's basically not the model that currently works. There is the carriers, the ocean carriers, the airline carriers, they're very professional already in utilizing the empty spaces. When you book an American Airlines ticket, for example, United, Delta, whatever, then you will very often find the plane completely full. They've maximized already how to get the revenue out of the empty assets. So they don't need Uber for it. Mm-hmm. However, what they would need is basically these people that need a freight rate relatively instant. They want to know what is my cost in the second.
Right.
And at the moment, it takes 2 to 3 days to get a rate. So the this revenue model that the airlines have or the carriers have don't work if it takes 2 to 3 days to get a quote.
Yeah, because I'm trying to make a decision today. I've got to make a decision on who to buy from. And if one company is FOB my dock and another company is FOB their dock, and that's the way it is, and I'm trying to compare prices, I've got to be able to add a freight charge to the other bid in order to see which one's the best.
Exactly. And Freightos is exactly the marketplace where you not only get a rate from one company but from multiple companies within a few seconds.
Wow.
And we work best to find from China.
And do you include Uber type of options?
There are definitely options for delivery. We can deliver to any place, any zip codes, the forwarders that are on our website,
right.
Any zip code in the U.S., from any zip code in China, in most places in the world, into the United States, or, for example, the U.K., into Canada.
If I'm an American company and I'm doing business in America and I'm having things shipped around the continental United States, do I use your product as well?
Definitely. There is. We also offer domestic trucking services from the forwarders that are included.
Right. And that's Freightos.com?
Exactly. Freightos.com is the website.
So folks, it's Freight with OS on the end. Freight OS.
Like an operating system, like iOS or Apple or so.
Freight OS, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So Freightos.com, and it's free of charge. You don't have to, you just have to sign up, leave some basic information, and then you can directly dive in and get the information that you need.
And you guys get paid if we connect with someone through over your platform.
Yeah, so what we do is like a small finder's fee we take from the freight forwarding companies that basically put their rates on the platform,
right.
Which means that for you it stays free of charge.
Right. So, well, that's very, very interesting. Now, there are some – I know of a few small regional competitors of yours, right? I know of a few that just run a few they're familiar with a few trucks, and so I've seen this happen before, but nobody – But your platform, I mean, you're all technology, aren't you?
Yeah. So basically, we're a pure technology platform, bringing
as you said,
like
Expedia for freight.
Exactly. This is the best comparison, the Expedia for freight.
Yeah.
And there are load boards in the United States, but for international,
you're totally agnostic as to which one we choose. You don't care.
That's exact. You can choose, and we have no preference in which company you choose.
Hey, listen, Philip, good job today. I got to wrap it up. Will you come back and keep us posted on how things are going? I want to hear more. I want you to come back and talk to us about driverless trucks. Could you give us a report on that sometime?
Absolutely. Self-driving
trucks. And drones. Also drones delivery, right? Can you come back and talk to us about that?
Thank you.
Philip von Mecklenburg, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.